The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Yuma has been graciously dedicated in memory of Avigail Meimarachal Aleha HaShalom, Basi Bodel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Reb Chaim Aaron, Admeya Ve'esrim Shana. May the Torah study through this volume be an everlasting zchus for her neshama.
Yuma Das Memhei. The Gemara brings the Seder HaMarachis Tanu Rabbanan, it's Tesefta in the second parak of Yuma. B'chol Yoma Yushtayim Marachis Vayoyim Sholosh. Every single day there were two Marachis. There were two Marachis of wood with fire on the Mizbeach. Vayoyim Sholosh. Every day there were two. There was a Marach of Gedolim. There was a Marach of Shmiya, the Keteris, that was brought every day. The Gecholim for the Keteris that was taken every day into the Heichal had to be taken from a separate Marach. There's something profound about that. That the source of the Avodas HaKeteris had to come from a different Eish al HaMizbeach, that we have to get at in that. V'hayoyim on Yom Kippur, the Marach which powered the Eish of Gong Lefnai V'Lefnim had to come also from a separate Marach. Marach G'doylo, V'achas Marach Shniyah Shal Keteris, V'achas Shemesifim B'Yom Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, V'yoyim Yoyim B'chol Yoyim Sholosh. And this is the way we passed him. Every day there were three fires. V'hayoyim arba. One of the three. V'achas shal marocha gedoyla. V'achas marocha shniya shal keteres. V'achas shal kiyum ha'esh. There was a third one that Rabbi Yossi had. Kiyum ha'esh. Rashi says that if the fire would get low on the others, so there would always be a fire to fuel the other fires. The fire where the avarim of the kavanos were put was the Marocha Gedoyla. If the fire would go low, so the fire would be lit, it was a separate fire. Okay, why not just make another fire and put up? Why does it always have to be another Marocha in order to fuel the fire that was always supposed to be there? It's also, L'chara has to be learned out of a separate pasuk, and then there was a separate Marocha of today. There's another mandam that holds B'chol Yom Arba V'Yom Chomesh, holds Marocha Gedoyla, Marocha Shnei Shal Keteres, the Marocha of Kiyum Oesh, and there was a separate Marocha, Fevar Mubdarm Shalom Nisachim Va'erim. Pesach HaChol, what one sees from this whole discussion is that the fire on the Mizbeach was not just there in order to facilitate the Kabbonis being burnt, or the Gecholim being put with the Keteres on the Mizbeach Lefnim, or the Keteres that was done Lefnai V'Lefnim. The Esh had a function of its own. There was an Esh Al HaMizbeach, and every functionality in terms of Avodas HaMikdash had to have a separate Esh. The Esh is only an Emtzoi in order to be able to bring an Esh, to be able to burn the Karbonos, to be able to bring an Esh Bifnim, then each one wouldn't be Mechayev a separate Esh. One opens up the Psukim of the Esh HaMizbeach in Parshas Vayikra. We always say that Parshas Vayikra is the Psukim of the Avodas HaDam of Karbonos. Tzal, a lot of the halachos of Kabbonis are repeated in the context of the achilos of Kabbonis. Both the achilos of the Kahanim and the Yisrael, what could be eaten, the various dinim of what could be eaten, when it could be eaten, but also the halachos of the achil al HaMizbeach are more concentrated in Parshas Tzav. The first, the bridge between Vayikra and Tzav is the Parsha, we discussed this in the Shiurim on Trumas Hadeshen, is the parsha of the Eish Al HaMizbeach. Vayidaber Hashem Al Moshe Lema Tzavis Aroim Vezbonov Lema Zoyz Teras Oilo Hi Oilo Al Moshe Al HaMizbeach Kol Alaylo Ad Aboike Ve'Eish HaMizbeach Tukat Boi. Pasuk says that the Oilo, what's the Oilo itself? Al Moshe Al HaMizbeach Kol Alaylo Ad Aboike, the whole night, even though Kabbonis don't have to be brought at night. The Kabbonis could be hooked there at night, they don't have to be, but there has to be a Eish al HaMizbeach Kol HaLaylo Ve'Eish HaMizbeach Tukat Boi. Open up the Gemara by us, when the Gemara is darshening the Psukim, so there is a whole bunch of Psukim over here, and each one has its own Inyan. Some of them are darshening here, some in other places. There's the Pasuk, like we just read, Hi Ho'ilo Al Moikto Al HaMizbeach. That Pasuk teaches us, the Al Moikto refers, the Gemara says, to Marocha Gedolah, like we said. The Eish HaMizbeach Tukad refers to the Marocha Shnia B'Shvul Keteris. This is the second. Eish HaMizbeach is called Eish HaMizbeach, not Hi Ho'ilo Al Moikto Al HaMizbeach. Separate Loshen, separate Eish. Vo Eish Al HaMizbeach. The Eish HaMizbeach In Pasuk Hey, Ve'esh al ha-mizbech tukad boi lo yisichbe, Ve'esh al ha-mizbech tukad boi refers to the Marocha l'kiyum, l'kiyum ho'esh. There's a Pasuk in Vayikra of Ubir aleh ha-koyin etzim al ha-mizbech. That is a separate din. That's the, what's called the mitzvah of Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. We had the sugya in Daf Chav Dal. The sugya of Azor is not allowed to put Shnei Gizrei. Every day there was an avoid of Shnei Gizrei Eitzim that was put on the Mizbeach. And then the last pasuk, Eish Tomid, Tuchel Al Mizbeach, Loisich, but creates a lav. That there's a, not only does there have to be for the Karbonis, but there has to be always an Eish Al Mizbeach. Nothing to do with Karbonis. It's not a functional halacha of Karbonis. There has to be an Eish always Al Mizbeach. And the pasuk in Vayikra that talks about the Eish, the Gemara says refers to the halacha, teaches us the teaching that even though Eish was Yorad min Hashemayim, but there's a mitzvah lahavim yodim, which also has a profound message. It's not enough to have the Hashros Hashchinah min Hashemayim. We have to create for ourselves the reality of Hashros Hashchinah. We have to create the conditions for Hashros Hashchinah. We have to light the Eish min ha'odim, even though there's an Eish min Hashemayim. That's the avodah of a person in this world. What's interesting is the Rambam, the Mitzvah Seh of Eish Al HaMizbeach, brings everything together. So the Rambam sort of makes a mish out of everything. The Chinuch HaMitzvah Kuf Lamed Beis and the Ramban Al HaTorah explain, the Rambam's not clear which one, there's only one Mitzvah Seh of Eish. So which one is it? Which one has a Mitzvah Seh? There is Maroch Gedoyla, Maroch Shniyo. The Rambam does bring the drosh of Alpha Pisha Eish Yeretz Mashamay Mitzvah Lohavim in Odom. Maybe the Rambam means that in a general sense. That's all the Ishim had that lesson. But the Ramban and the Chinuch said that the mitzvah is on the Marocha Shlishis. It has. Maybe it should be the Marocha Gedolah, should be the mitzvah. The Loshen of the Smag in his Minyan HaMitzvahs, he says like this. He says that the mitzvah is Lahadlik B'chol Yoim Eish Al HaMizbeach Shenemer Ubir Oleo. That pasuk of Biola is referring, like we said, to putting on the wood. It's not referring to the fire itself. The avoid of adding wood to the fire. The chayra, the chayra, the master kasha, that's part of the seder avoid is hatamid. Read the Mishnah in the second page, the Mishnah in the Talmud. That was part of the seder akrov hatamid, was adding stoking, by adding wood to the fire is part of the Talmud. There's one mitzvah of Talmud. Why should that fire punk be a separate mitzvah? L'chayru, one has to say like this, that there's a mitzvah that the Eish should be. That mitzvah is not a mitzvah of doing. That mitzvah is a mitzvah that there should be. It's not mechayev any ma'isa. Theoretically, if the Eish was there, it's just there. Nothing has to be done to it on a daily basis. What's the mitzvah that's constantly mutl on the Kohanim to do? What's the mitzvah that's mechayev a ma'isa? The ma'isa, the only ma'isa we find as a dovah mechuyev, as something that's incumbent on the Kohanim to do, is Zoysof HaShnei Gizrei Eitzim. So the Smag brings in reference to the mitzvah say, which is the ma'isa mechuyev. The ma'isa mechuyev in that context is the adding on the wood to the mizbeach. But the essence of the mitzvah is, of course, the fact that there has to be a fire on the mizbeach. The fact that there's a fire on the Mizbech for the Korban, it's not so much the Maisa. But the mitzvah represents, that's a klal, that there's, in mitzvahs very often there's the concept, and I don't only mean the concept on a theoretical level. There's the idea of the mitzvah, what the mitzvah is supposed to, the reality that the mitzvah is supposed to create, and then there's the Maisa which facilitates that reality. For instance, we discussed in a different shiur, there's certainly a mitzvah of doing tshuva. The Rambam counts as the mitzvah vidui. Why? Because the tshuva is a state of being. A person returning to the Rebbeinu Shel Mikra Cheshbon HaNefesh, being ma'ir himself to feel his past and to make amends and to make plans for the future and to inspire himself to change, to really make a lasting change. That's tshuva. But what's the act? All that is an emotional state. What's the act? What's the ma'isa mitzvah? The ma'isa mitzvah is the standing and the saying the words of vidui. So the Rambam counts that as the ma'isa mitzvah. So too over here also. The essence of the mitzvah is the eish, having the eish, that there should always be an eish. There's a lav, by the way, that even the Rambam counts as the lav of putting out the fire. It's interesting, there's a sugya in Shabbos that talks about in the context of psikresha, pouring yayin on the mizbeach. If it's pouring yayin onto the eish, if it's a psikresha, it's going to pour out the eish, then maybe it should be also, at the lav of leisichma. But the essence of the mitzvah is the mitzius, the kiyum o'eish al mizbech, both Baal's mitzvah to take care of the karbonis. But the ma'aseh mitzvah is the hisofer shnei gezeiros, and that's the way the Smag sees it. Again, the Ramban and the Chinuch don't say it. They understand Maroch Gedolim and Maroch Shniyah relate to the karbonis. The mitzvah which specifically is shayach to the Eish Kishel La'atzmoy is the Maroch Shlishis. So it's interesting. The Minchas Chinuch makes this point also, that the mitzvah say is not any fire specifically. He argues on the Ramban and on the Chinuch. He says that the mitzvah is not any Eish B'miyuchad. The mitzvah is the idea of the mitzvah is that there should be an Eish Al HaMizbeach. So we're saying something like that in the Smag. We're just adding that the Smag held that there was also a specific Maisa mitzvah. That's the Hoysof of the Shnei Gezui Eitzim. The Losh of the Rambam in mitzvah say Chof Tes. Afal Pisho Eish Yeredes. Again, the Rambam saying that the Mahus of the mitzvah is that we are responsible for the upkeep of the Eish on his back. Which Maisa, which fire is the best expression that would be the mitzvah? The Rambam doesn't tell us. But the mitzvah is not that there should be Eish. The mitzvah is, the Rambam brings in reference to the mitzvah itself, that the mitzvah is not that there should be Eish. The mitzvah is that we should be the one to light the fire. Aval pishe Eish yoredes min ha-shamayim mitzvah lahavi min ha-odom. It's possible that we could even explain, going back to the Chinuch and the Ramban, why do they explain that the mitzvah lahadlikas or Eish refers to the Maroch HaShlishis? It could be that they understand that the mitzvah, again, is not that there should be Eish. It's not there should be Eish. After that, you need the Eish for a functional reason. You need the Eish for the facilitating of the karbonis. The place where there's a mitzvah, lahovim in odom, not just that there should be an Eish, but there's a mitzvah to create the fire. There's a mitzvah to do. There's a mitzvah to poil, to light the fire, lahovim in odom, that's the Maroch HaShlishis. The Maroch HaShlishis is just there for kiyum or Eish. So that's most representative of that idea. That's an idea that the halachas, besides for the ma'aser, which is a chelik of the karbon tomei, a chelik of the karbonis, in Vayikra, but the parasha that deals by richus with the eish al hamizbeach, and this is one of the avodas, the bridge between every day's avodah and the next day, it's called the trumas hadeshin. The fact that laila, even though there's no karbonis brought, but laila, there can't be a hefsik. Avodas Hashem from day to day can't have a hefsek, but there has to be a laila bridging the mitzvahs of one day to the mitzvahs of the next day. Every day has its own tafkid, its own challenges, but the laila that bridges is the zman of achila. What does that mean? That means that every day is full of activity. A person gets up, a person davens, a person goes to shul, a person goes out into the world, makes his mark on the world, makes panosa, a person is oisik b'tzorchei tzibur. At night is the time where everybody retreat to their own little private world. Person goes to sleep, person's in the house. How do we treat our nights? Do we treat that as a time to give in, to become gufim, as a time to give in to our lower sense of self? Do we sink into a state of shiftless balayla? Or when we go home at night, when we go into our private dalet amis, at the end of a long day, do we use the opportunity in our eating and other interpersonal activities to be meroimim our guf, to be mekadosh our guf? That's the avoid of the achila. Like we said, the achila samizbeach, and the eish represents the koyach, that the Rebbeinu Shalom's fire within us always has to burn. It's not just bizman, the activities of the day, the karbonis of the day, the avoid that all of us have every single day, that the fire of the Rebbeinu Shalom has to burn. By night, when all there's no avoid to sat down, there's no doings. All there is just the kiyum o'esh. That kiyum o'esh, esh tamid tukah al mizbech le'sich ben shul, we always have, even when the lights are out and nobody's there, when the last person's closed the lights and the doors are locked, it's the esh tamid by the Aron HaKodesh always burns. To remind us, that that's the way it is by us also. The esh tamid tukah al mizbech le'sich ben, in our personal sense, is not so much the doing of the carbon, but it's the burning of the carbon. The burning of the carbon means the warmth, the energy that's provided by the carbonis, which is merim, the chelik ha'achila, the chelik ha'chayach, to the bosser of the behemoth, the gufa behemoth. We do, we have our ambitions, we create, we use our talents, we express ourselves, our creativity. But at night, it's not the time so much for self-expression. At night is the time to be meroimim our physical senses, the way we eat, the way we go to sleep, the way we interact with our family members, the way we treat our bodies, the way we treat the more physical side of our existence. That's the arena where the Avodas HaLaila, the Eish Tamid Tukai HaMizbech, the Sichba plays itself out. Which is why this Pasha, the Eish HaMizbech, is the bridge between Pashas Vayikra and Pashas Tzav. Pashas Tzav deals with Achilas HaKabonis. Pashas Vayikra deals with Avodas Adam HaKabonis. The bridge between that is the Eish. The Eish is HaMizbech Kol HaLaila. There's the avoda of creating the fire, of making the fire, that's the mitzvah saseh. And then there's the essence of the mitzvah, which is the hadlokas or eish, the existence of the fire. Eish tomit tukar al-mizbech, lo yisichmah.